I am taken, shaking and fearful, to the Houston FBI field office and asked to provide my basic information. This immediately leads to issues on my residence. I am only visiting Houston. We are still arguing about the pedigree of my information when Campbell arrives. He's very animated and trailed by Haley. Their presence immediately calms me. While still in the reception area, a heated argument ensues. It covers warrants, jurisdiction, and other legal matters. The local DA then turns up for more arguments as to what grounds the FBI has arrested me on. He'd been contacted by Dad and Campbell. I guess that Dad's long residency and business contacts has prompted such a fast response. I later find out he had contributed to the DA's campaign. Not that I'm suggesting impropriety, I have enough issues. His political stance is also anti-federal, like many in state systems, especially in places like Texas. The arguing continues in the reception processing area, or whatever it's called. I feel I could slip out without the various arguing protagonists noticing. I look wistfully at the exit signs and doors. I wisely decided to do no such thing. At some point, my hands are released. Multiple people, plus myself, Campbell, and Haley, my newly formed criminal legal team, are escorted to a conference room, not a cell. The DA leaves with promises of regular updates. This is more civilized behavior and what I had been expecting, albeit at the house. Coffee is delivered, passable, and hot. I almost expect donuts or pastries to arrive like many other business meetings. Various people have telephone calls to various other people. Campbell calls Dad. Haley holds my hand and ignores her own phone. She's added a business jacket to her jeans. I watch the madness continue to unfold. My laptop, NAS, backup drives, and cell turn up in plastic bags with evidence and associated codes printed on them. No tablet. I don't know why. Can they retrieve my password phrase from that device? I'd factory reset it. They could get an approximation of it from the bit of paper in Dad's top drawer, albeit with altered letters. The phrase would allow them to see all my data, but only after they had logged on or accessed the cloud accounts again after logging on. I hate to think of them searching through the house. Poor Millie and Kimberly having to deal with that intrusion. I remember what Haley had taken into the master suite. I hope those items won't be taken in as evidence and displayed on a side table in numbered plastic bags. I can imagine the questions. There's also the danger that such questions will reveal mine and Haley's involvement with Kimberly. Another round of questions I would rather not answer. There are a lot of questions I don't want to answer.